Andrew Kelleher is with us from JMI Wealth. Very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tim.
We have Westpac's regional confidence figures. This follows the other report that we heard about a day or two back. This is more regional detail?
Yeah, that's right. So yesterday we talked about the quarterly survey of business opinion that's put out by NZIER. And today we get a bit of work done by Westpac, which is a regional confidence survey. So giving us a bit of regional detail around our confidence. And Tim, good news for the big metropolitan areas. And if you were keeping an eye on this last year, particularly the housing market, Auckland's sort of been dragging the chain a bit. And I think I spoke to Mike before Christmas a couple of times about signs of life creeping back into the Auckland property market. Now, I think we're seeing some of that echoed in this confidence survey. So Auckland net confidence moving back into positive territory in the December quarter. The September quarter was at -1, now it's at +14. It's not just Auckland though, we're seeing Christchurch, sort of Canterbury and Wellington both looking perky too. Canterbury up 20 points, Wellington up 17 points. So basically the big metropolitan areas closing the gap on what had been the previously more positive rural sort of regional areas. The other interesting point of the survey as well is you can see some evidence of what we would call the more dairy-dominant regions having some confidence concerns, and that's despite the lift in milk prices. So we're talking here about Waikato and Southland. Now, Westpac attribute this to reflecting what they say are broader concerns about the future direction of government environmental policy. So those regions, a lot of the farmers, what they're saying, not quite sure what the cost impact is going to be of meeting new environmental policy regulation. The least confident region out there, poor old Northland, despite being the beneficiary of largesse from the Provincial Growth Fund, being a bit of pressure on log prices, tourism a little bit soft, that hits Northland. But meat prices are rising, horticultural prices are strong. Those should be tailwinds for Northland, so hopefully that'll lift confidence there a little bit over time. Who's up top, Tim? Bay of Plenty and Gisborne, as usual. Those two areas just keep on flying the flag for regional confidence. So go, you guys. Well done,
Andrew,
Bay of Plenty and Gisborne.
What the heck is rhodium, Andrew, and why should I care?
Yeah, what I love about this job, Tim, is there's always something new to learn. And I'm not afraid to admit, if you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago what the heck is rhodium, I would have looked back at you pretty blankly. So what is it? It's a metal. It's a precious metal. It's more precious than gold, apparently, and decidedly more useful. It's number 45 on the periodic table. Why are we interested? Because it's being called the hottest trade of 2020. Now, rhodium has a number of industrial uses, and one in particular is used in catalytic converters in the auto industry, sort of getting rid of the nasties, removing, reducing toxic gas emissions. And we're seeing tighter emissions legislations all around the world, even in the face of falling auto sales. So basically, people need more of this stuff. They need more rhodium. It surged more than 30% so far this year. Last year, it was up 151%. If you look back a couple of years ago, it was trading around $2,000 an ounce. It's now sitting around $8,000 an ounce. So you learn something new every day. Rhodium, Tim.
I'm going to
chuck that one in at the water cooler this morning.
Start digging and see if I've got any under the backyard.
I reckon.
Numbers this morning?
Yeah, well, the U.S. market liking what's going on and looking through that Goldman Sachs announcement. 29,092 on the Dow Jones, so above 29,000, up 152 points, 0.5%. 3,294 on the S&P 500, up 12 points. And the NASDAQ 9,290, up 39 points. The FTSE 100 gained 17, 7,639. The Nikkei down 108 points, 23,916. Shanghai Composite down 17 points, 3,090. The ASX 200 across the Tasman, they gained 33 points yesterday. That's just under 0.5%, 6,994 was the close there. And yesterday on the NZX 50, we gained 51 points, closing at 11,676. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6615 US, 0.9573 Aussie, 0.5927 euro, 0.5078 pounds, 72.75 yen. Gold sitting at $1,550.33. Brent crude down small, $63.89.
Thanks, Andrew. We'll catch up in the morning. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth with business at News Talk ZB.